If you have been hanging out with me for a hot second, you know how much I love SEO. Now, the reason why people get stuck with SEO is because, I'm not going to lie, the world of SEO can be super complex, but I'm here to tell you that when it comes to podcasting, SEO is a whole lot easier. So today I'm going to break down a few aspects of SEO and the type of keywords you should be going after in order for you to have the most success with your podcast. Let's do this. Welcome to the Organic Marketing Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Juliana. And around here, we replace endless hustle with smart, focused strategies for your business growth. If you're fed up with tactics that overpromise and underdeliver, leaving you exhausted instead of excited, this is the podcast for you. Get ready to dive into deep, practical podcasting tips, smart monetization, and growth tactics that bring your business visibility and profits. It's time to simplify your strategy and amplify your success. Let's go. Like I said, the world of SEO is very complex, and there are many different types of keywords out there, and keyword placement is very important, and I'm not going to be covering that today. So if you're hoping for tips on websites and things like that, this is not the episode for you. This is the episode if you're ready to slay your podcast this year. So let us talk about two different types of keywords. And like I said, there are many different types of keywords out there, but today, for the sake of simplicity, we're going to focus on two: long tail keywords and broad keywords. So here's the thing. You might think that when you're doing keyword research that you need to go for a keyword that has a ton of visibility, that has a ton of searches per month. That type of keyword is called a broad keyword. Now, the thing with broad keywords is that, like I said, they have a lot of searches a month. They have a high search volume, but they are extremely competitive. Now, my favorite type of keyword in the world is long tail keywords. Now, the thing with long tail keywords is that they're more targeted, they're very specific, and they have a lower search volume. But here's the thing, is that when you go after long tail keywords, those keywords actually help you rank. So you might think intuitively that you need to go after the big keyword that has a lot of volume and searches per month, but in reality, you need to be focusing on the long tail keywords. So to paint a picture so that you know what I'm talking about, here is a broad keyword. In this example, let's pretend that you are a nutrition expert, a nutritionist or a dietitian, and you have a podcast about nutrition. So type of broad keyword for you in your specific niche would be nutrition. Now, a long tail keyword would be health eating tips for kids. Again, if you go to search this in the interwebs, you're going to see that nutrition has a lot more search volume, whereas health eating tips for kids is much more targeted and it has a lot less searches. However, when you combine these two types of keywords together in your title, you are going to see better results than if you were to just go after nutrition. Like if you just put 10 nutrition tips as a title on your podcast, guess what? Your episode is going to tank because it is such a competitive keyword, and that's the only keyword you have in your title. So when you are optimizing your podcast for SEO, remember, we need to use both types of these keywords to give us the most visibility so that we can reach our ideal target audience. Now, I just want to pause you for a second and say this. If you're feeling a little lost about SEO, maybe you have heard me talk about SEO and you're curious and you're checking out this episode. This episode is a little bit more advanced, so I highly recommend that you go back to a few episodes and check those out before you fully dive in into this one. So specifically, I want you to go back to episode 322, where I teach you how to grow your podcast using SEO, and then check out episode 293, where I teach you specific strategies to put keywords in different places in your podcast so that you can, again, optimize your podcast for maximum visibility and get more downloads. And finally, check out episode 273, where I give you tips and strategies to look for keywords so, again, you can have the maximum visibility that you're looking for, because, again, SEO equals visibility, but you need to leverage it properly. A lot of people think that they're SEO optimizing their podcast and everything is beautiful, they're not seeing results and they're getting frustrated, And the reason why this happens is because they're not understanding the foundational pieces of SEO and what it actually takes. Some people think they know what SEO is, but there is a difference between what you think SEO is and what SEO actually is. In these episodes that I just shared with you, they're really going to break down SEO and you're going to need to be like, oh, I get it. So check those out. And now that we have that covered, let's talk about long tail keywords and those broad keywords. So how can you use them both in your podcast title to get more visibility? Well, you want to combine them. So you need to have two kinds of vision when you are creating your podcast episode. You need to create it for the person who is listening today and for where you are today in your podcasting journey. And you also need to think about the fact that a podcast is an asset and you don't live long and forever. So you also need to have the long-term vision when creating those podcast episodes. So at some point when you're getting a lot of downloads and you're getting a lot of visibility and you have been podcasting for a while, you can definitely go after bigger keywords that do have a higher search volume because you do have that authority in the app and search engines know what your podcast is about. Hopefully you're taking advantage of this and you have a strategy going for your website and all of that. So with all of that being said, we want to combine our broad keyword with our long tail keyword. So here is how I would put the title together if I had a nutrition-based podcast. So my final title would be Health Eating Tips for Kids, 3 Nutrition Tips from Leading Experts. So what we're doing here is a few things and I want to break it down for you. So we have our long tail keywords, healthy eating for kids. That is our long tail keyword. And that is the keyword, honestly, that we're going for because we know that we can rank for that keyword and it's very specific. And it's also obviously very searchable because we know that our person, when they go into interrupts, they're being very direct with what they're searching for. So they are searching for this very specific long tail keyword. And I just want to back off here for a second and say, if you're feeling confused right now because you thought a keyword was just one word, welcome to the world of SEO where multiple words actually equal a keyword. As some people will call this a key phrase. I don't want to confuse you. But yes, even though there is more than one word in this long tail keyword, that is why it's called a long tail keyword because it is many words and we put it together. We call it a long tail keyword. So don't let it confuse you. I know, just take a deep breath. You got this. So like I said, the first part is health eating tips for kids. And then the second part of the title is 3 nutrition tips from leading experts. So nutrition is our next broad keyword that you're going after. But if you listen closely and you do a little bit more digging, you'll find that nutrition tips is also a keyword. While nutrition is our broad keyword that we're going after, you can be very strategic with your keyword placement and actually think about how can I put a little bit more zazz in this keyword to actually bring it next level, because then you have nutrition tips and it's like 2-for-1, which is chef's kiss when you get to the point where you can quote unquote manipulate your keywords like that. You're not really manipulating, but you're just really understanding how keywords work. And that's when you start to see results in your podcast. So again, if you were to just put nutrition tips as a title, it's not going to do well, right? Because it's too broad, it's too big, and you're just going to tank in the algorithm. But when you focus and you have this hyper-focused keyword, long tail keyword, that's when you start to see the visibility and the downloads and people coming in because you're actually addressing a pain point that somebody has. They're specifically searching for that thing, and girl or homie, you have given them a solution. So hooray for that. Now, if you're ready to slay SEO, I've got your back. So if you're more of a self-paced kind of person and you need to understand the ins and outs of SEO, then I invite you to get inside of my program, The Profitable Podcast Blueprint, where I'll walk you through how to SEO optimize your podcast for visibility and actually turn your podcast into a marketing machine. And I know how bro this sounds, but this is the reality because at the end of the day, your podcast is an asset and we want to turn your podcast into a money-making machine, like the bros would say, because you cannot just podcast for the sake of podcasting. That's not going to do anything for your business. So you have to be very strategic about how you podcast. Now, if you're like, listen, homie, I am done trying to finagle my way through this podcast world. I just want you to take it over for me and work it. Just do it for me. I don't want to do this anymore. Then, hello, I have an agency and we can do that for you. So inside of the agency, we're doing everything. And when I say everything, I literally mean everything. So you record your podcast episode and then we're editing for you. We are SEO optimizing for you. So the titles are SEO optimized. The show notes are SEO optimized. So all this work that you would otherwise be doing yourself, we are doing for you. And you know that it's been done correctly because we actually know what we're doing here inside of this agency. We're taking care of the scheduling for you. We are uploading for you. So there's nothing you need to do on the front. And not only that, at the beginning of every single month, we look back at the data of our podcast and we give you an action plan. So you know moving forward how to go about creating the next few episodes for your podcast. So you're never just sitting there wondering, what should I podcast about today? Because it'll give you a roadmap and a plan. Aside from that, if you wanted to do a video podcast, we'll take care of that for you. If you want to create shorts from your podcast, or whether you're using them for shorts or reels or TikToks, we're taking care of that for you as well. We also take care of blogging and Pinterest. And if you have a longer episode and you want to break those down and make smaller episodes out of your big episode, we create minisodes as well. So literally, you just get to sit back and record and really be in your zone of genius while we take care of everything else in the back end. And yes, we even take care of scheduling every single social for you so that you can do the things in your business that only you can do. And then we take care of the rest back here. So all the info will be linked in the show notes down below. And I cannot wait to see you grow your podcast this year. I am so excited for you. And stay tuned because next week I am giving you proven strategies for you to boost podcast download numbers in your show. And you're going to want to listen to this episode because I go into other things that I haven't really talked about on this podcast. So you're going to want to tune in and make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss out the show when it comes out next week. And until next time, may you find God's love, peace, grace, and mercy. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.